This year, like the previous ones, is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum. Chaim is having a bone marrow transplant this week, and he needs Racham Shemayim. So the Zchus of Talmud Torah and the Zchus of our Tfilas and the Tfilas of so many people and his wonderful family. Shachodesh Baruch Yishlach Refuah Shleima Min Shemayim L'Ramach Yevorov L'Shisto Gidov. And Shiravarich Hashem and Hashem together with this wonderful family. Last week was Parshas Emorah, and many people probably waited for a Shira Svias Weimar, Parshas Hashavua, in Yona de Yoma. However, last week we spoke about the Sugi of Chodosh, so in a way, this week's Shira will compensate. And this week we have a mitzvah in the weekly Parsha, which is closely related to Svias Weimar, and that is the mitzvah of Svias Shnois Hashmitin V'Hayoivol. The Sefarat Olachol Sheva Shabse Shonim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Po'omim, V'Hayulacha, Yenei Sheva Shabse Shonim, Teisha V'Arbon Shono. Probably sounds familiar. 49 years, 49 days, 7 Shmitin, 7 weeks. So, there is a natural similarity between the mitzvah Svir Shnois Hashmitin V'Yoivol and Svir Suwaimo. But the dinyon, the similarity goes far deeper than that. So first of all, let us discuss the nature, the essence, the mahus of the mitzvah of Svir Shnois Hashmitin V'Yoivol. There is a suffix which we find in Tosfos and in the Ramban on the spot in the weekly parasha. Both are mesupik. In Svir Shnois Hashmitin V'Yoivol, does anybody actually have to count? Is it a mitzvah shebedibur? This mitzvah does not rest upon the individual, but rather upon the Beisdin. Beisdin Hagodol Shebiyushalayim. But does any member of the Beisdin, probably the Rosh Beisdin, actually have to say, Hayom Shono Achas L'Yoivol? Hayom Shmoyne Sholim Shehem Shmita Achas Vishona Achas L'Yoivol? Or rather, maybe the entire mitzvah is just to know the Cheshbon. We have to know when is Shmita, when do we have to be Mekadosh L'Yoivol, and therefore, maybe the essence of this mitzvah is only keeping track of the years in order to know when is Shmita, when would be Yoivol. And that is a suffix of the Tosfos and the Ramban. On the other hand, there's a contradiction in Tosfos, because in Suda Zayin Beis, Tosfos makes it very clear that the Beis actually has to count, and it has to be verbal, they have to say, and not only do they have to actually count, there also is a bracha which they recite. Ashi Kedushonu, the Mitzvoysa, the Tzivonu, Asviras, Ashvik Mayovel. Tosfos don't formulate the bracha, but Tosfos makes it very clear that this is a mitzvah of Svira resembling Svira Zawaymo, but Svira Zawaymo is on the individual and this mitzvah is on the Beis Din. And just like we find the bracha of Svira Zawaymo, there is a bracha of Svira Shnois Hashmitin V'Hayoivol. And in accordance to this opinion, we also find the Ravid and the Rash Mishans, those two great Rishonim, in their commentary on the Torah's Koyanim in this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar. And maybe the suffix and the contradiction, the two various opinions that we find in Tosfos and in other Rishonim, rests upon another question, is dependent on another question. Is Svir Shnois Hashmitin V'Yoivol actually a mitzvah, or maybe it is defined as Hechsher mitzvah? Chelek Mechelkei HaMitzvah. So the Ramban, and many other Moinei HaMitzvahs count Shnois Hashmitin V'Yoivol, this sphere amongst the Taliyag mitzvahs. In their opinion, we're dealing with an actual mitzvah. However, two of the great Rishonim, actually both were in the time of the Goyinim, far before, many years before the Rambam and the Ramban, and that is the Alochas Gedoilis and Rabbeinu Sadie Goyin, we find two opinions. In their Sifrei Mitzvahs, we do not find Sviras Shnois Hashmitin V'Hayoivol. And Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlo, who wrote an unbelievable work, a sefer on the Rasag and Rabbeinu Sadie Goyin's Mitzvahs, He maintains that according to the Bahag and the Rasag, Sfiris Noisish Mitn Vayoyver is not a mitzvah. It might be defined as a chelek mechelke ha mitzvah shel Shmita Vayoyver. Maybe it would be defined as hechsher mitzvah, but it is not one of the Taryag mitzvah shel Torah. So if we assume it's only hechsher mitzvah, then obviously the basin doesn't have to count. There is no verbal formulation. It is only knowing, keeping track of the years, and in that way, essentially, it's a hechsher mitzvah to shmita and yovel. However, if it is a mitzvah asay, it would be more reasonable to say that it should be similar to Sfiras Weimar, and based on actually have to verbally state what year we are in, and in that case, probably there should be a broch as well. So maybe the suffix. And the machloikis between Toysis and Menachas, Toysis and Ksuvis, the Ravid and Rashi Mishams on one hand, the Ramban on the other, is dependent how we define Sfiras Noisim and Vayogal. Are we dealing with a mitzvah, or are we dealing with Hechsher mitzvah b'levad? There is a certain degree of doubt in this approach, or in this assumption, because on one hand, the Ramban doesn't negate the opinion of the Rambam, and the Ramban seems to agree that Sfiras Noisim and Vayogal is a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Ramban is mesupet, whether the basin have to say anything, whether they have to say a broch or not, and therefore, obviously one could doubt whether Kol Bavo Talia, but nevertheless, my feeling is, even though the Ramban doesn't dispute the Rambam's opinion and say, for a mitzvah, it should not be a pella, a wonder, that the Ramban ala Toira is mesupet, and therefore my feeling is, that these two questions actually are dependent one on the other. Are we dealing with a mitzvah or with hechsher mitzvah? On one hand, do basin have to say anything? On the other hand, or is only keeping track and the awareness of the shonim shnois hashmitin v'hayoyvel? The Ravid is the only one that actually defines how this mitzvah is mekuyim, and the Ravid writes that the Beis Din or the Rosh Beis Din has to say Hayoyim kach v'kach shonim sheheim kach v'kach shmitin. However, in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos we also find that in Mitzvah Kuf Mem the Rambam writes that this mitzvah is similar to the mitzvah of Sfiras Weimar, and the Rambam also draws a comparison between these two mitzvahs. But the Ravid goes a step further in actually formulating the nusach of the Sfira. So according to the Ravid, it is totally similar to Sfiras Weimar. And just like in Sfiras Weimar, we combine Yomim Shavuos, for instance, as an example, Hayoyim Shmoni Yomim Shem Shavuah Echad V'Yom Echad Oimar. The Ravid writes the same regarding Shmoni Sef Shmitu V'Yoyvel Hayoyim Shmoni Shonim Shem Shmitu Achas V'Shono Achas L'Yoyvel. An interesting point would be why Hayoyim. Sfiras Weimar is counting days, and therefore it is only natural that we say Hayoyim. Today is the eighth day, or the ninth, or the tenth, or whatever. However, in this mitzvah, we're counting years, so why wouldn't they say Hayoyim? Not Hayoyim, but actually Hashono. Shona Achas. Shmoyne Shonim, Teisha Shonim. This year is the 8th, 9th, 10th year. So why do we say Hayoyim? Obviously the Rabbi Lishitosa, because the Rabbi says that the basement has to perform this mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. So if there is a specific day on which this mitzvah has to be performed, and this day is the culmination of a year, it would be reasonable to say Hayoyim. However, this is probably not ma'akiv. If the basin didn't do it on Rosh Hashanah, they could probably do it on Sesim Echuba or Yom Kippur or whenever. The day probably isn't ma'akiv. But nevertheless, the formulation that we find in the Ravid is Hayoyim kach v'kach shmitin kach v'kach shonim. We are all very aware of the shit of the Bahag regarding Sfiras Weimar, because, you know, most of the shiurim and most of the shailas and most of the tshuvas written in Dinas Sfiras Weimar evolve around the Bahag. The Bahag maintains, and that's a chiddush of the Halachas Gedolos, that the 49 days of Sfira are dependent one on another, and that is the din of Tmimois. Tmimois means you need a wholesome Sfira, 49 days, not 48 or 47 or any other number. And therefore, according to the Bahag, if you missed one day, you lost it all, and you could no longer be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Svira. All the Rishonim reject the opinion of the Bahag, but nevertheless, because the Bahag was first and foremost amongst the Gaonim, and the Rishonim gave tremendous significance and weight to his opinions, to his halachic rulings, the Beis Yosef says it's a suffix. So if we skip today, we definitely continue the Svira, but without a Brocha, because suffix Brocha is Lahogel. Would this rule apply to Shnei Seshmit Vayoyvel as well? And what happens if the Besen for any reason skipped one year? Do they still have the mitzvah counting the other years? Probably yes, because we do not find the concept of Tmimis by Shnei Seshmit Vayoyvel. This is a Posek, Sheva Shabosis Tmimis Tiyeno, in Parshas Emor. We do not find the concept of Tmimis in Parshas Bahar. So why would we say there's a din of Tmimis? However, there's a tremendous chiddush of the Gra, and I don't really fully understand this chiddush. But the Gra in a few places, primarily in the parish of the Gra in Teres Koyanim, in this week's Parsha, it is also quoted in Koil Eliyahu. Koil Eliyahu is a very small sefer, a compilation of various vortim and chiddushim of the Gra and Chemish Chumash Torah and the Parshiyos. It is brought in Koil Eliyahu as well. The Gra says, the basic halacha, mitzvah l'mimne yoyim and mitzvah l'mimne shehui, in Menachos Samech Vav Amud Aleph, Abaye says, one of the great Amoraim, that the mitzvah Seis Yoyim is a dual mitzvah. We have to count the days, we have to count the weeks. The Gra says, this is something that we learn from Gezeira Shava, Sfira Sfira, from Shnois HaShmit and Vayoyvel. The basic rule is a rule in Sfira Shnois HaShmit and Vayoyvel. Because the Pasuk says, V'sofar Tzolocho, Sheva Shafsel Shonim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pa'omim, that is the Shmitin. And then the Pasuk says, V'hayu Lecha Yemei, Sheva Shafsel Shonim, Teisha V'arba'o Mishona. And this is the halacha we learn, Svira Zawaymer, from Shnoi Seshmitin V'yoyel. Why do I think this is such a great chiddush? First of all, it is extremely uncommon that Achroinim are Machadosh Gezeira Shavas. Gzeira Shavah is one of Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbahen. All the Gzeira Shavah should be in Chazal. Mishnah, Tesefta, Bavli, Yerushalmi, even the Rishonim, it is very uncommon that the Rishonim suggest Gzeira Shavah. It is rare regarding Achroinim. That is one reason the Gra is a Chiddush. But the other reason is, why do we have to learn Svi Yisroel from Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel? I think to the contrary, this concept is more clear and obvious by Svi Yisroel than it is by Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel, because by Svi Yisroel the Pasuk says, "Usfartem lechem mamachas haShabbos miYom haBiyachem asoyim elatnu v'sheva Shabbosis tmimos tihiye." No. So this pasuk refers to the mitzvah counting the weeks. Ad mamachas haShabbos haShviyos tisperu chamishim yoyim. By Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel, the Torah doesn't say tisperu teshav amon shona. V'hayu lecha yemei sheva shafsel shona teshav amon shona. That could merely be 7 times 7 is 49. Regarding Svi'as Woyma, the Torah says on one hand, tisperu chamishim yoyim, and in Parshas Le'ei, sheva shavois tispoil lecha. So, actually, by Svi'as Woyma, it is beyond doubt. Tisperu chamishim yoyim, sheva shavois tispoil lecha. So why do we have to learn Svi'as Woyma for Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel? That's a big pera, so I don't really understand the Gra. However, if we accept the Gra, then maybe we have a basic rule. Ein Gzeira Shavah L'Nechzo. If it is a Gzeira Shavah, then we should learn Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel from Svi'as Woyma regarding Tmimos. And therefore we would maintain that the din of Tmimos applies to Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel just as it does to Svi'as Woyma. Ein Gzeira Shavah L'Nechzo. So we should apply this rule to Svi'as Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel as well, and that would be a big chiddush, because the Menachos Chinuch maintains that the din of Tmimus is only regarding Svi'as Woyma. It is there that we find the concept of Tmimus in the Torah doesn't apply to Svi'as Shnei Seshmit V'Yoyvel. Another interesting point that we find in the Ravid in this sugi and his parish on Torah's Kehalim is the Ravid deals not only with the formulation of the actual Sfira, but also with the formulation of the Brocha. And the Rav seems to have a suffix, whether we count Asher Kibushono B'mitzvois V'tzimon as Sviras Shnois HaShmito, or rather, as Sviras Shnois HaYoyvel. Which is an interesting suffix, because when we learn the Pesuk, it seems to be obvious and clear that the Ikar Mitzvah is Shnois HaYoyvel. If we deal with the Seder of the Parsha, in the beginning of the Parsha we have all the Halachas of Shemitah. Before the Torah goes on to give us the halachas of the Yovel, it is there that we have the mitzvah of Svira, Svira and Yovel. So, to me this seems to indicate that the Svira regards Yovel. Even though the Rabbit says, and it seems to be obvious from the Pesach, that we also have to emphasize the Shmitim, but probably that is merely the formulation, the Oifen of the Svira, just like we find the Svira's Oima, that we mitzvahimim niyomim, mitzvahimim nishavui. But the Svias Oymer is clear as daylight that the Ikra mitzvah is 49 days, spanning from Pesach to Atzeres. Shavuos is just a formulation how we count. Some Achrayna maintain that if a person counted days and he did not count the weeks, he was Yoytzi Yedei Chevoso. The Mughal of Rome sent into a Fetes. Nobody says that if you count weeks and you didn't count days, you were Yoytzi Yedei Chayva. I can't really say nobody, because this is a tremendous chiddush of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in a tshuva writes, if a person missed one of the days, then he only, it depends which day it was. If it was a day at the end of the week, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, etc., then he entirely lost the brachas. However, if the day he skipped was a day in the middle of the week, he could still say a bracha at the end of each week. Because if he missed Minyan Hayamim, he still has Minyan HaShavuos. But this Beis Halevi is a tremendous chiddush. I wrote my opinion about this Beis Halevi in Kovetz Darkei Haroah and Svias Oymer. I think it was printed in Shnas Tovshi and Samach Vav. None of the Achronim accept this ruling. I don't think it's halacha lemaisa, but nevertheless, regarding Svias Oymer, there is no tzad to say that the Ikar is the Shavuos. Regarding Shnois HaYoyvel, probably the same would apply. However, Shmita is a din. The weeks of Svias Oymer are merely a formulation. The week doesn't have a din. But regarding Shmit and Yovel, Shmit is one din and Yovel is another din. And therefore, the relevant question is the Ikar Mitzvah counting Shmit and counting Yovel? And that seems to be the suffix of the Ravid, when the Ravid is Mesupik. Do we say, Asher Kedushono B'Mitzvois V'Tzimon Al Svira Shnei Shmita or Shnei Yovel? I would say, Ibididi Talia, Asher Kedushono B'Mitzvois V'Tzimon Al Svira HaShmitin V'HaYovel. Why not both? That probably would be the more proper formulation. But anyway, this is a suffix of the Ravid. Regarding the similarity between Svias Oymer and Svias Neus HaShmitin V'Yovel, let us just make it clear that the two in Siman Tov Pei Tes brings three different shittas, three different formulations. How do we combine Minyan HaYomim and Minyan HaShavuos? One opinion is the actual minag. That is the way we all count Svira. We combine Yomim V'Shavuos, and from the seventh day on, every night we mention Yomim and Shavuos. Hayom Shloisha V'Arboim Yom. Hayom Shloisha V'Esem Yom. Shayim Shloisha Shavuos V'Shnei Yomim Loimo. So we combine Yomim and Shavuos each and every day. But there's a different opinion. According to that opinion, we mention Shavuos only at the end of each week. Between 7 and 14, we only mention Yomim. Between 14 and 21, only Yomim. It is only at the end of each week that we say Shavua Echod, Shnei Shavuos, Shloishi Shavuos, and so on. The third opinion that the Torah brings is we combine Yomim and Shavuos each and every day, but we don't have to mention each and every day the entire number of days. According to the Avi Esri, quoted by the Tur, the eighth day, what we say is, Hayon Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad Uweimar. Today, according to Avi Esri, what we would say, the way we would formulate the Sfira is, Hayon Shlosha Shavuos V'Shnei Yomim Lo'oimar. That's all. Our meaning is in accordance to the Tur. And it's interesting to point out the Ravid, regarding Shnei Shmim Vayoivo, formulates it according to the Tur. Our minik. Hayoim Shmoyni Yomim Shehem Shmita Achas Vishona Achas Loaima. So this Rava seems to be a raya to our minik, to the Shitta of the Tur. Sephardim have a slightly different formulation than Ashkenazim. We say Hayoim Shmoyni Yomim Shehem Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad Loaima. The Sephardim say Hayoim Shmoyni Yomim Loaima. Shehein Shavu Echod V'Yom Echod. Is it merely an Indian of Nusach, or is it a matter of essence? I think it might be a matter of essence. One of the Rishonim has a fascinating shita in this question of Yom HaVishavuos. First of all, let's just explain that there's a machlokes in Rishonim whether Sviyas Uwam of Zman HaZez Minatzerum V'Rabbonim. The Rambam and many other Rishonim maintain Sviyas Uwaimer is Menatoid even Bizman Hazeh, and Sviyas Uwaimer is not dependent on Korban Oino. Liachachom based on English, we no longer have the Korban, but still, the midst of Sviyas Uwaimer is Menatoid. And when the Pusik says, the Spartan Achen, Memochas Ashadis Meyoima Viachan Esoimer Atnufo, doesn't depend on the Korban Oino, but on the day. The day that we should bring the Korban Oimer. Tosfos maintains, and that is the opinion of the Rosh, Menachas Samach Vav, the Rosh at the end of the Sefer Psuch, and many other Rishonim, and that is the Psak of the Beis Yosef. Sviyas Uwaimer Bizman Hazeh is merely the Rabbonim. Because when the Pasuk says, Miyoim Aviyachem Esoimer Atnufo, that means from the actual Korban. And when there is no Korban, there is no Mitzvah Menatzoira Sviyas Uwaima. And the Nafkemena is Sveikas. Sveikas de Rabbanan Kula, Sveikas de Urai Sarachumra. As we all know, these are basic rules in Hachoros Adin and Psika. So there's a Machlokes and Rishonim where the Sviyas Uwaima is Menatzoira Medrabbanan. But none of these great Rishonim differentiate between the weeks and the days. Sviyas Ayom and Sviyas Ashavois. Rabbeinu Yerucham has a very, very fascinating shita. Rabbeinu Yerucham is a fascinating sefer. So just let me give you the exact source. Toldos Odom V'Chavo Nitiv Hei Chelek Dalet. That is the structure of Rabbeinu Yerucham. And Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Tzviyat Uwaimer V'Shavuos are two mitzvahs, contrary to the opinion of the Rambam. In Rambam Mitzvah Kuf Samech Aleph, Mitzvah Sasei, the Rambam explains that even though Abaye says Mitzvah Lemim Niyayim and Mitzvah Lemim Nishavua, it is one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. And in the minion of Taryad, the Rambam gives only one unit to Sviyas Uwaimer. Yom HaVishavuos are Chelkei HaMitzvah, but it's actually one mitzvah. And the Rambam proves his opinion by arguing, if it would be two mitzvahs, we should have two brachas. We wouldn't give one bracha to two mitzvahs. And the fact that we only say one bracha Sviyas Uwaimer proves that Yom HaVishavuos is just a matter of formulation, but it's one mitzvah. The second argument of the Rambam is, if Sviyas HaShavuos would be a mitzvah in itself, then we would not combine Yom HaVishavuos each and every night. We would count your voice only at the end of the week. I mean, if a person counts Sviyas Uwaimer 8 o'clock by night, he doesn't say, Hayom Yom Echad Vishtei Sho'is La'Oimer. It's not relevant. Hours aren't relevant. In the same token, the Rambam argues, if the mitzvah would be counting weeks, why would we say Shavua Echad Vishnei Yomim La'Oimer? And therefore, the Rambam argues, Yom HaVishavuos is one mitzvah, it's just a matter of formulation. Because the Torah mentions days and weeks, and that's why this is the way we have to count, but it's actually one mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yerucham has a different opinion. He argues, Yomei Mishavuos are two mitzvahs. Now, Rabbeinu Yerucham didn't write a Sefer HaMitzvahs. We could only assume that if we would have Sefer HaMitzvahs for Rabbeinu Yerucham, there would be two different mitzvahs regarding Sefiras HaMoed. Yomei Mishavuos and Shavuos Lechud. So how does Rabbeinu Yerucham deal with the two proofs of the Rambam? Quite surprising. Rabbeinu Yerucham doesn't say, no, we could suffice one bracha for two mitzvahs, because these two mitzvahs are similar in nature, and we perform them together, and therefore why wouldn't one mitzvah be enough for one bracha for two mitzvahs? No, Rabbeinu Yerucham accepts the basic assumption of the Rambam. If it would be two mitzvahs, we should have two brachas. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that's right. Bezman shebeis hamikdash shor yikrayim, we had two different brachas. But bezman hazeh minyan hayomim min haTorah, minyan haShavuos derabbanan. And therefore, we don't say a bracha only on minyan hayomim. Minyan haShavuos is merely zeichel hamikdash, we don't say a bracha on zeichel hamikdash. Just like we don't say a bracha on Korach. And that's a tremendous chiddush. So, this Rabbeinu Yerucham is actually three chiddushim. Number one, Yomei Mishavuos are two different mitzvahs. Why? Very surprising. Rabbeinu Yerucham points out, one pasuk says, "Uspar b'machem amachas haShabbos miyom aviyachem esoy maratnu po Shabbos Shabbos yistamim oistiyano." Sof pasuk. Period. So on this pasuk, the Korm Oimar is juxtaposed to the mitzvah of Shavuos, and therefore Shavuos depends on Korm Oimar. This man said, we have no korban, we have no mitzvah of Shavuos. The second posuk is, Ad mamochas haShabbos haShviyas tisbruch hamishim yom. In this posuk, the korban is not mentioned. And therefore, minyan hayomim is minatoy. Actually, another korban is mentioned. V'klakta mincha chadosh al Hashem, v'shtei alechem. But that is not dependent. In that posuk, the posuk actually says, V'klakta. On the first pasuk, minyan haShavuos, miyoyim haviyachem, soyim haratim ufon. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, when there is no korban moimah, there is no minyan haShavuos. The second chiddush is that we don't say a brocha on minyan haShavuos. So mitzvah derabanan, we say brochas on mitzvah derabanan. Now, zeichel hamikdash is different. Rashi, Menuchas Vamachay, explained the Shikar HaMeimar, Rashi says, Lav choy v'gemurahi, elo zeichar ba'alma. So that is the Shikar of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now, Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, how did we count, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham? To me it's very clear. Asher kereshono b'metzvoyse v'tzivono, al svirat yemeihu oimar, hayoim shmoino yomem la'oimar. Bracha number two, Asher Kedishono b'mitzvois v'tzivono al Sviras Shavuos hu Oimar Hayom Shavua Echad la'Oimar. Not more than that. Actually, it's Mestava that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, between 7 and 14, 14 and 21, we only said one bracha and one mitzvah, Yomim Belvav. If Yomim and Shavuos are two mitzvahs, then there is no rationale of mentioning Shavuos between one week and the other. That is what the Rambam makes clear. And that is the proof of the Rambam that it's one mitzvah. So according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, I think that they didn't say a brocha, they didn't even count Shavuos, only seven times. Day number 7, 14, 21, 28, and till 49. So according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, dealing with two mitzvahs, we do not combine them. Each bracha has its mitzvah. And probably, minyan haShavuos was only at the end of each week. So the three opinions that we find in Tur regarding Sfiras HaMoed, I don't think that all three apply to Shnei Seshmitim Vayoyevo, because the opinion that says we count weeks only at the culmination of each week, not between one week and the other, probably that opinion is only the Sfiras HaMoed. Because that opinion is probably based on the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham that Yomei Mishavuos are two different mitzvahs. But nobody says that Shnois HaShmitin VaHayoyvel are two different mitzvahs. Contrary to Sfiras HaMoed, Sfiras HaMoed are two different psukim. Not only two different sukkim, two different parshios. Minyan Shavuos is in Parshas Ha'ei. Sheva Shavuos Tisbrucho. Minyan Yomim in Parshas Emor. Tisbrucho Hamishim Yoyim. Shmoyes Hashem Yoyim is one posik. One sivui. So to me, seems to be clear. Nobody would argue that Sviris Mesesh Vayoyver are two different mitzvahs, and therefore, I think nobody would formulate this mitzvah Shoyim Lechud, Shmitim Lechud. So on today's Shiur, we pointed out what are the Nekudas in which Shmitim Vayoyver on one hand, Yomim Vishavuos as Sviris Vayoyver on the other hand are similar or the same, and what are the Nekudas which they might be different. When we deal with the basic idea of mitzvah lamim neyoyim and mitzvah lamim neshavui, counting days and weeks, I have a very strong feeling there are two different approaches to avoidus and nefesh of Sviyas Uoimah. Everyone agrees, leis man de palag, that the essence of Sviyas Uoimah, these are days of preparation for Kabbalah Sotzeira. Days that are essentially a bridge between Pesach and Shavuos, a bridge from Eretz Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. And these days should be dedicated for preparation to Kabbalah Sotzeira. How? What is the essence of Avodas HaNefesh to which we are demanded, which is required? How do we utilize the days of Oyma? So there are two different approaches. The Balei Musa, Rabbi Saul Salanter quoted in Leivari Yahu by Rabbi Yol Apian. They argue that what is the magic number? Memtes Yemei Svira Keneged Memches Bolem Shatere Niknes Bohem. Previous occasions we dealt with the question, so why the 49 days if there are only 48 Kinyon Teira? So in Minchas Osha and Moyadim, we discussed this question and I suggested three different ideas. What is Memtes Keneged Memches? We won't go over that again. However, the basic approach is Memtes Yemei Svira have something to do with Memches Vom Shatev Niknes Ben. In the Zayam Parsha Samu, we find a different idea. Sheva Shavuos Keneged Sheva Nekiyim. Sheva Nekiyim, the Nido. Nido, Zavo, Oyle Metumel Tahara, from impurity to the purest level of devotion and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Sheva Nekiyim, Sheva Shavuos, Kla Yisrael was Oyle Metumel Tahara, Metumas Mitzrayim, to the highest level of Kedusha and Tahara, B'Mamed Har Sinai. And therefore, Balei Kabbalah and Chassidim say the tefillah every night after Sviyas Uoimah, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we should be zoicha l'takan mashu pegamra b'svila, and we mention the Sheva Sviras, Chesed Gvurot Efes, Neitzachoyd, Yesoyd, Malchus. So, is this a machloikis? Are there two different approaches? My tendency is always to look for common ground. That is a tendency in Lomdus and Aloha, and I think in the way I relate to things and to people. So, one of the common phrases I'm accustomed to use is Elovi Elovi Ve'elokim Chaim, and I think in our case, definitely, it's so obvious. How could one not realize? Mitzvah Lamim Niyoyim and Mitzvah Lamim Nishavoy. So these are two different stories. Two different basic Darkei Avoida. So if we have a mitzvah counting days, how many days do we have? 49. Memtes Keneged Ma. Keneged Memchez Vom Shatoyin and Isbem. But the other side of the coin is Mitzvah Lamim Nishavoy. How many weeks do we have? 7. Sheva Shavoy is Keneged Ma. Keneged Sheva Sfinas. Keneged Shavon Nikiyim. So one avoida is preparation to Kabbalah Sotera, to Talmud Sotera, to Asmod Sotera, to Avos Sotera. And that is Memches Vom Shatera Niknes Behem. But Torah without Kedusha is not sufficient. Torah without Kedusha is not enough. It's void. And that is the avodah of mitzvah lemim neshevoi, of the sheva shevois. That is the avodah la'alot metuma letahara, mechol lekodesh, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sanctify ourselves, our neshomes, our nefesh. And these two different and distinct dark avodah have to be together, have to come together. Because Torah and Kedusha, only the combination of the two will bring us where we eventually and ultimately want to be, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Twice in Shas, and Eden Tzadik Zion, and a Soited Daf Mem Tes, Chazal deal with Ikvis of the Mashiach. And Chazal describe a terrible world. It is the world we actually experience every day. Till Chazal make a statement, Ein lacho yoyim she'ein kiraloso merube mishal charata. And then Chazal asks a startling question in Babli and in Yerushalmi. But today we won't be dealing with the answer of Yerushalmi, only with the Babli. So what is the merit? And what merit is the world still existent? If this world is drowning, is deteriorating from one day to the other, so how come the world still exists? The answer in Babli is a very surprising one, because some of us might suggest, well, maybe Talmud Torah, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Kiddush HaSidra, Yehei Shnei Rabo Diagadot. Wow. Not even Shmoyin Esrei or Kriya Shema. Kiddush HaSidra is Asher Yavor Hatzion, Kodesh Kodesh. Yehei Shnei Rabo Diagadot is the Kaddish that people say after Midrash, after a Shiur. Many places people don't even say that Kaddish. They don't know how important that Kaddish is. But the Gemara Sefer Memta says, that's the key of the world. Kiddush HaSidra, Yehei Shnei Rabo Diagadot. Why? What is so unique and so important about the two? Rashi says, Mepnei Sheyesh Behen Torah VeKiddush HaShem. Torah and Kiddush. You learn Torah, you say Kaddish. Torah and Kiddush. That is the salvation of this dismal world. Torah and Kiddush, the combination of the two. And that is Mitzvah Lemim Neyoyim and Mitzvah Lemim Neshavua. Mem Chesvom Shatayim Niknes Ben Torah Sheva Shavuos, Sheva Sfiras, Sheva Nekiyim. That is Kedusha and Tahara. And let me just share one other idea with you, because I think it's Torah Semes. I remember from the first day this Machshava occurred to me, how strong I felt that this is Torah Semes. Seems to be a contradiction between two Gemaras. In Kedusha Daf Lamed, Chazal speak in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LiYisrael, and that is an uncommon phrase in Chazal. Seems to be the most powerful phrase we could imagine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LiYisrael. So in Kedusha Daf Lamed, the Gemara says, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LiYisrael, Barosi Yetzahara, Barosi Tavlin, Toiro, Im Atem Oiskimba, you will be saved from the Yetzer Hara. Im Ein Atem Oiskimba, Atem Nimzorim Liyodoi. This Gemara seems to make it very clear. There is only one Tavlin, there is only one remedy. Don't even try to look for others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He created the world, He knows. Barosi Yetzer Hara, Barosi Tavlin, Toiro. That is the only Tavlin, the only remedy. So how do we understand the Gemara Brachos Daf Hei? Im Roy Odom Shiitzur Nisgaber Olav Yasin B'Toyra Nitzchoy Mutav Loi Nitzchoy. Chazal had another suggestion. And obviously number two is better than number one, because number one didn't work, and Chazal said Yikro Kriya Shema. Ve'im Adayim Nisgaber Olav, Chazal had a third answer. Obviously there are many. Yaskel Yoyim Amisa. So obviously Yom HaMisa is more effective and powerful and potent than Krishna, and Krishna is more potent than Torah. So how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say Barosi Tavlin Torah? It's a tremendous kash, but I think the answer is so simple. I always say the big kashas need very simple tirutzim. That is a basic axiom, baby. There's only one remedy, and that is Torah. But if you learn Torah and the Yetzer Adayin Mezgaber, obviously you don't know what Torah is, and you don't know how we should learn Torah. You have to learn Torah with Kedusha. You have to sanctify your eyes with which you learn Torah. That is Kedushas Einayim. You have to sanctify the mouth with which you quote Torah. And that is Kedushas Hapeh. And the mind which you think and understand Torah, you have to be Mekadesh. And that is Kedushas Hamachshava. Torah without Yerushalayim means nothing. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes, Ein Li Elo Torah, Af Torah Ein Loi. That is not considered Torah. And therefore, if you learn Torah and the Yetzer still misgavah, then Yikur Chiyah Shema. Obviously, you need to be Mekabel Olmach Shema, and that's not a different Yetzer. It's not a different remedy. It's not instead of Torah. It's aside Torah. Yikur Chiyah Shema, the Yachzer Talmudoi. Now learn, after you were Mekabel Olmach Shema, that is the Torah to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to when He promised us. Rosi Tavlin Torah. Yikur Chiyah Shema, Yikabel Olmach Shema, and go back to your learning. That is the Torah, which is Tavlin Neged Yetzirah. When a person takes medicine, you have to know how to take this medicine. How much, when, before eating, after eating, and what is even more important, you have to know what not to do when you take this medicine. Some medicines you can't drive, that will be extremely dangerous. Some medicines you can't drink alcohol. Combination of alcohol and medicine would be deadly. When you learn Torah, you have to know how to learn Torah, and you have to know what not to do when you learn Torah. And therefore, Yikabel Olmach Shemayim, Yikur Chiyah Shema, V'yachzer L'Talmudei. And if the Yetzer is still unbroken, obviously there is something else that is missing. Rabbeinu Yehuda writes in Masechta Sotos, Amein Derech Eretz Ein Torah, I'm quoting the Loshon of Rabbeinu Yehuda, Shela'olam lo tishken ha'Torah ela beguf shu metukin b'midas tovus. Without midas tovus, one cannot be zoche to kislo shel Torah. Yaskel ha'yom ha'misa. Just thinking about yom ha'misa makes a person humble, brings upon him humility. Midas tovus, another and shiflus. That is the way a person has to learn Torah. So Torah with kedusha. Torah with Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, Torah with Yer Shemayim, that is the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about when he says, Kendalach. Kendalach Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Tavlin, Torah. And that is the combination of Minyan Hayom and Minyan HaShavuos. Omer HaTorah on one hand, and Kedusha on the other. We should all be Zoicha, Shiyech Elkenu Mohim. Chaim Feigenbaum, our wonderful friend, have a full shalema, have a richas yom and vishonim, and we shall all be zoche b'korot Yeshuas and achumis on the soiris tovus and be as goel tzedek b'mheiro v'yomeinu amen.